Hello, this is Leona Hota, and today we're going to talk about slow down. Slow down is my number one tip to learn faster. People often ask me about the most important advice I can give them when it comes to dot painting. The first one which comes to my mind that I believe is the most crucial is slow down. Slowing down means to do whatever you are doing with deeper intent and greater attentiveness. It means you are living the moment immersed in the art. It might sound like a cliche, be in the moment or live the moment, but remember, your mandala dotting art is much more than an end product. It is a meditative process as well as the expression of your soul. It is the number one factor influencing your outcome, that is your product. How to slow down and be in the moment when dotting? Did you think I'll just drop the bomb with no manual or instructions? If you are a regular reader of my posts and have purchased one of my courses, you'd know that my approach towards my work is very methodical and I lay special emphasis on making it understandable as well as easy to apply. So, here are a few ways to gain mindfulness and make the most of the time you dedicate to dot painting. First, zoom in. Get your face closer to your dotting surface. Yes, watch closely how the dot is created and observe the moment the dot separates from the brush and rests on the surface. You can't do this while hovering over like an eagle and spreading dots like running ants. Don't get fooled by those misleading time-lapse videos and remember that they are 16 to 60 times faster than what happens in reality. You need to set your viewing angle, land it down and slow down to a state of inactivity. If that means you have to lift up your surface, do it. And also, take a break from time to stretch your body. Breathe. Don't forget to breathe while you're dotting, not even for a few seconds. When you breathe inconsistently, your painting hands do not get the required oxygen and as a result, your hands get shaky. The more deeply and calmly you breathe, the more relaxed you'll be. You will have more control over your hands and they'll therefore remain stable. Try it yourself. While dotting, pay attention to your breath, fix it, and watch how you regain control over your hands, and as a result, how you are more accurate as well. Leverage the meditative state that comes with dotting. Enhance your recreational activities like listening to music, a subliminal or non-subliminal meditation, affirmations, or an audiobook that discusses about a positive change in your mindset with the help of the meditative state offered by dotting. Dotting is a meditative state of mind in itself that you don't want to miss out on. Leverage it to get more out of your life, deeper love, increased happiness, greater wealth, and better health. Make sure you take out time for yourself, which is your lone private time with no interruptions and a whole lot of self-care, eventually facilitating your overall growth. I would like to conclude by saying, slow down to learn faster. Love, Leona.